Welcoming in Jim Webb this morning to the studio. Jim is the CEO of Lower Valley Energy. Jim, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing well. Appreciate your time coming in. Of course, a vacancy on the board of directors. And before we get to how that's going to work, I know Lower Valley released a statement after the passing of Fred Brogue, who was on the board for a lot of years.
37 years. And we appreciate Fred's service. And we're going to miss him a lot. And because of his passing, we have an opening on the board. Fred did a great job, and we had kind of a surprise at his funeral. Senator Brasso showed up and actually sat on the stand and spoke, and so that was a real honor to have him at the funeral, and I'm sure Fred was smiling from the other side.
Absolutely, and nobody knew that was happening, right?
Nobody. Dan Dockstetter got a call sitting there waiting for the funeral, said it was Brasso saying, "Hey, Dan, I'm at the airport. And I'll be there in a minute." So,
well, you don't just replace a Fred Brogue, right? I mean, that's just, you don't just take applications and replace someone like him.
No. Fred's an institution, and this was a religion to him. Of course, his father was one of the founders of Lower Valley. So all that knowledge and institutional background is hard to replace. But The board wants to act quickly and fill that vacancy. And so I just wanted to talk about the process. And of course, that's District 2 for Lower Valley Energy. And that's basically everything in the Lower Valley west of Highway 89. So if you're in the Lower Valley west of Highway 89 and you're a member of Lower Valley Energy, then you're eligible to serve on the board. And basically what the board will do, they're taking applications through August 10th, so there's a short time. That's why I appreciate you allowing me to come on the radio this morning. So they have to act quickly. They need to send a resume to Julia Shumway at jshumway@lvenergy.com, or you can call Lower Valley Energy at 307-885-3175. But just send in your letter of interest and a resume, and then on August 13th, the board will be interviewing people to select a new board member for District 2. Now, we need to keep in mind that that person only serves until the next annual meeting, which is next June. And at that point in time, the position will be open for a general election, but they'll run for a two-year term to finish out Fred's term. So they'll be nominated, appointed by the board, and serve 1 year, and then they'll have to run for another two-year term, and then back to the normal three-year cycle.
Excellent. All right, so CEO Jim Webb in studio with Lower Valley Energy. So again, the deadline to submit the application is the 10th, is that
August
right?
August 10th, yes.
All right, and how do you submit the application again?
You just send an email to Julia Shumway at jshumway@lvenergy.com, and then we'll submit all those to the board. They'll go through them. We'll make appointments for people on August 13th, and they'll interview with the board, and then the board will make a selection.
And again, you just need to live in District 2 and be part of Lower Valley Energy.
Yeah, you have to be a member. So need to be careful. Look whose name's on the bill and if you're a member. Sometimes if you're a married couple, you can have a joint membership, but sometimes you don't have that. So you just need to be careful and check and make sure that you're actually the member of Lower Valley, and it can be a joint membership.
Jim Webb, Lower Valley Energy CEO. Jim, we appreciate the details.
Yeah, thanks, Duke. Appreciate it.
It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning on SVI Radio.